I love anchors. Tattooed an anchor on my ankle because I like to feel grounded. I've never been a wanderer. When I was young, I had two best friends. I lost one to elders who lived like cruise ships. I still see him sometimes. We are 12 again when our eyes meet. When I rode a bicycle, freehand, at high speed, and the world stopped, I felt air sweep through parts of me that had forgotten how to breathe. Once, the bicycle chain ripped the soft tissue behind my knee. My knee wept. I guess bicycles also need anchors. The following year, I stopped flying, sailed off to a town that forced adulting into my bloodstream. We rented a back room. I went to big school, learned a new language, scraped off my mother tongue that year. I learned that silence could be loud. A wheeze in my chest, a failed whistle blow, a rescue is still lost at sea. My father left us that year. I was 14. His sudden death sent my voice into exile. Even now, my teeth, picket fences, laughter, a piece of land where my mother tongue sat in comfort before it fell like a sin. I am still praying for forgiveness. At 14, I bloomed, well after spring. My body never did learn to conform. At sweet 16, I peeled white mastery of my backbone, wore my skin like a full eclipse, wrote my first poem. Since then, I've never begged for acceptance. At 18, almost full, I don't turn flower. I'm a field of thorns. I'm sacred ground. They pick the crown of Jesus off my chest. I am built of the fallen walls of Jericho. I am fluent in surviving myself.